11th Kina, Yikonin Yirmiyahu al Yishiyahu. Yirmiyahu is translated to lamented over Yishiyahu. This, some people say this is one of the most important kinos. Reason being, this is Yirmiyahu himself told the Jewish people to say this. A tragedy, the tragedy of Yishiyahu's death. Story is, what's so tragic? And what does this have to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Yoshiyahu's grandfather was Menashe, the king Menashe, who tried to destroy all semblance of Yiddishkeit, bringing Avodah Zarah throughout the kingdom. Spreading of Avodah Zarah throughout. The end of his life, he did do tshuva, but it was already too late. Avodah Zarah had spread throughout. The Ribbono Shel Olam had basically been forgotten. His son took over as king, died very early, was killed very early, assassinated. He himself was a Baal Avodah Zarah who brought Avodah Zarah into the continued bringing Avodah Zarah into the Jewish kingdom. Yoshiyahu took over as king at the age of 8 years old. Yoshiyahu, some say, that he himself did not know anything about Torah for the first 18 years of his reign. But then once he had discovered Torah, mitzvos, it says, we say in the Kinnah, it says, So there's never been a leader like Yoshiyahu since the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. He got rid of all of Avodah Zarah. Story goes that he got rid of everything. He went around and you could not find Avodah Zarah anywhere, except, as we all know, as kids we heard about this, there was Avodah Zarahs that people would put, they'd do a trick, where it would be on two parts of a door. On one half of the door would be half of the Avodah Zarah, the other would be the other half of Avodah Zarah. So people wouldn't see it. You'd have one door open, two doors open. You wouldn't see the Avodah Zarah. And in the meantime, the king of Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt, wanted to pass through Eretz Yisrael. Wasn't going to wage war against the Jewish people. He now brought the Jewish people back, got rid of all Avodah Zarah. Yirmiyahu told him, let them pass through. But he said no. Because the Torah says when the Jews are keeping Hashem's Torah, when the Jews are keeping Jews' Torah, the weapons and military should not pass through Eretz Yisrael. We have Torah. We've gotten rid of all of Avodah Zarah. Little did he know that there were Jews that were still, there were groups of Jews that were still doing Avodah Zarah. With this little trick, and they didn't know. Yirmiyahu told him to pass through, but he refused. Melech Mitzrayim ended up going to war with the Jewish people. And Yoshiyahu was killed. Yoshiyahu had 300 arrows go through him. They brought him back into Yerushalayim, and he did tshuva. But it was too late. The tragedy here was this is the greatest king the Jewish people had had. Yes, he did an Avera, but it was a leader that brought Torah and mitzvos to Klal Yisrael, and such a tragic death. We can ask ourselves why, what's the lesson here? And I think you can come up with many different lessons here. Maybe the power of what it means to listen when a gadol, when a Navi speaks. Maybe it's just how bad were the Jewish people. That even though we got rid of most of Avodah Zarah, still, there were still semblances of Avodah Zarah. It wasn't enough to protect the Jewish people. But this was the beginning of the downfall. This was the straw that broke the camel's back. And this is what Yirmiyahu says. We, as Rav Berg spoke about, Ezra Kalir wrote most of these, you know. This one was told by Yirmiyahu to share it. Because this is the beginning of destruction. Yikon Yirmiyahu al Yoshiyahu.